We're back here on Giants.com, and it's time for your mailbag questions. He's Paul Dottino. I am John Schmelk, and here we go. Paul, question number one. Jim in Montana. He wants to know, what's the primary reason the Patriots were able to come back and beat the Falcons in Super Bowl 51?
Well, you know, John, I like to say in these kinds of situations, there are three things that must happen, kind of like an eclipse when they line up all at once. You have to have some maybe poor coaching decisions by the team that blows the lead. You have to have execution by the team that does come back. And Lady Luck kind of sprinkles a little oregano on the pizza just to finish it off.
And they got all of that. The great catch by Edelman. Obviously, some luck involved there. Tom Brady, spectacular. And, of course, a couple passes by the Falcons that some fans thought maybe should have been runs late in that game.
There you go.
All those part of the equation. Paul, question number two. Robert in Nevada, he wants to know, where does the Julian Edelman catch rank as an all-time Super Bowl play?
Well, you know, for me, there are three catches besides the Lynn Swann acrobatic catch of yesteryear that you kind of bolster into that equation. There's the Santonio Holmes catch. There's the Tyree catch. There's the Edelman catch. Now, the Mario Manningham catch for Giants fans out there, I think that's one of the top 10, but I don't think it's quite in the penthouse like this one is.
And you know what's funny? One catch that would be in that group but wasn't because of the Russell Wilson interception to Malcolm Butler is the ridiculous Jermaine Kearse catch on the tip against the Patriots.
Yes, agreed. I mean, because ultimately, the value of the catch in context is what adds to its legend.
Seahawks lost that game, obviously, so the catch not as important. For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us on today's version of Giants Mailbag.